ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of the one who has created Adam and Eve, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the program Muslim Family, which is being presented to you. Our voice is sent to you from the Call of Islam radio station, which is located in the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the program Muslim Family you are listening to. I am Fatima Shamili, the host of this program. And we have as our honored guest and our regular expert, Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili. He holds an MA in Developmental Psychology, a PhD in Culture and Values in Education from McGill University. He is also one of the well-known scholars in the Qom Islamic Seminary. He's been spending more than 30 years of his life studying and teaching in the Qom Seminary. And he has more than 12 years of experience in counseling affairs, especially on family affairs. Dr. Shamili, salamu alaikum and warm welcomes to Muslim Family.
Alaikum assalam. Mutually, I provide my warmest salams and greetings, not only to yourself, but to all brothers and sisters who may listen to this program.
It's great to have you back again. Ladies and gentlemen, please be with us with another interesting, inshallah, discussion.
The heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Muslim Family you're going to listen to. We hope that today we will be able to present to you a discussion and a series of questions and inshallah suitable answers that will meet the requirements and needs of those of our brothers and sisters who are in the holy process of getting married and forming a new family and fulfilling half or two-thirds of their iman, inshallah. Dr. Shamili, and once again, welcome to the program, Muslim Family. As we promised our listeners, we were hoping to finish the topic of spouse selection, but as we know, this is the most important status in marriage. So we tried to have as comprehensive discussion as possible. We talked about who not to marry again. But today, I'd like to, because we've been spending a lot of time on the characteristics that men should consider when they want to get married, I'd like to shift the focus of our program a little to the ladies' side. And I want you to explain to us the great role, the important role that the girl has to play when choosing her future spouse.
Yeah. With regard to the female side, I mean girls, in terms of spouse selection, we have advices from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he emphasized at the end of day, when you decide to choose someone, you arrive at the point of girl side. You have done your investigations, you have done your search, you have done your consultation, and you are almost to choose.
At the point of choosing.
This at the point of choice. Then you need to ask the girl. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you are at this point, you need to provide your respect to hold and reserve the rights of girls. The most important aspect for female side, for girl, is their opinion at the final point. When you arrive at the point of 90, okay,
mm-hmm.
This is the girl whom you should go to her, mm-hmm. ask her opinion, yes or
no.
No. This is the 90th minute in the game of marriage. It's a game.
It's the last seconds.
And the last second.
They're very vital.
So you need to provide respect and preserve the right
of the girl.
And one more point.
Yes.
You know, as well as, you know, providing respect to both sides, okay, mm-hmm. it would be better to give them time.
Right.
Sometimes it is very tough and difficult
to choose immediately.
Right. They may ask for 1 week opportunity.
Or like a month or 2 months.
Leave them.
Yeah.
Give them time to make their own decision. This mm-hmm. is their future. We do not believe in Islam for replacement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you who decide. It's not you who help. And the final point, the final decision stays with
the
boys
girl.
And girls.
Right. And also we have to remember something else, that when you talked about giving time, you don't have to just say, okay, you have like 6 months time, so decide for yourself. In this 6 months, you have to expose them to each other. You have to let them speak to each other, get to
exactly.
know each other, and like, you know, spend time with each other.
To
so
come
that
to better
yeah,
information.
So it clears out for them.
Yeah.
Not that in, you know, in isolation, each of them have their own time to decide for themselves.
Yeah. This is first.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the points that are recommended points. With regard to girls.
Mm-hmm.
The other second point is that, after all, when you ask the girl and she said yes, or she stayed silent. Okay, don't waste the time. If you get positive answer, don't waste the time.
Mm-hmm.
Many things may happen. That ruined the whole process of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمُ الْأَكْفَاءُ, when you have proper match, فَأَنْكِحُوهُنَّ,
get them married.
Then you just go through marriage. وَلَا تَرَبَّصُوا بِهِنَّ الْحَدَثَانِ, don't wait. There will be many happenings, many events, which may ruin
mm-hmm.
the whole process of marriage. So it's a, you know, Arabic example expression that they say, fitakhire afad. If you just delay, merely delay could create problems.
Right. And you know, this is very interesting, because like, for example, in our culture, in our Iranian culture, some families who have like really special daughters, and I mean, well, special, every person is special for their own parents, but like if they have really educated or very pretty and like they're from a good family, they think that, okay, like if our answer to this guy is yes and we immediately say yes, then he won't value our daughter as much as if he would, for example, if
no.
we kept him waiting for like 6 months. So let's keep him waiting, and if he comes back. So according to the saying of the prophets, if the answer is yes, if the girl from the depth of her heart and the boy from the depth of his heart agrees to this marriage, then immediately go for it. Okay, we'll go for a short break. We're going to be right back with the rest of what we were just talking about.
Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor meager state, little food on a plate, mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love.
He said, it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is Muslim Family. You are listening to I'm Fatemeh Shamili, the host of this program, and we have as our guest, as our honored guest, Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili. We were talking about the importance of the important factors that the parents should keep in mind when they want to get their daughters or their sons married. So
these are advices on the side of
the girl's side, right? So we were talking about this hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about you ask the girl. Make sure you ask the girl. Make sure that the girl who's getting married is deeply happy. And the Prophet says, really? If you say no, no big deal is going to happen. The world isn't going to come to an end. Just be frank and be brave and say no. No matter who will be upset, because you're the one who's going to live.
And even Prophet said, don't shy. If you don't like, say no.
Say no.
Yeah.
And B, if the answer is yes, then don't waste time, because Dr. Shamali said, في التأخير آفات, when you're delaying something, in that delay there will be harms. So you were continuing what you were saying before.
If you don't mind, please.
Yes, sure.
You know, so punctual effort, punctual performance is a very strong advice of the Islamic teachings. When they are match, you know, being kofwa,
right,
match, is the most important aspect in spouse selection. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you got the opinion of your girl, your daughter, okay, say yes and go ahead. Mm-hmm. Don't waste the time. Don't delay. Why? Because normally there are people who come in between. There are happenings that it's not in your control.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruin not only the marriage, but also the families, social status, social reputation, and many things will be corrupted in between.
Right.
So take the opportunity. Take the time. Okay. Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib says, I was with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet addressed me, Ya Ali, three major points in your life, you have to be very punctual about them.
Never delay them.
Never delay them. Ya Ali, salathun la tu'akhirha. Three things that
you
shouldn't delay. Number one, as-salatu idha atat.
Prime
your obligatory
prayer.
Praying. When this is the time of praying, don't waste the time. Go for praying.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, wal janazatu idha hadarat. Someone is dead and you want to bury him or her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Don't waste it. Don't delay.
Don't say that this is night, this is dark, we wait until tomorrow. No. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It would be better to take your time. And number three, wal ayyam idha wajadta laha kufwan. Your daughter, when you find someone proper as match, don't waste the time.
But again, we were talking about when you find the kufu, when you find the compatible person. Obviously, when you're in the process, it's not right to put pressure on the girl and say, well, like, hurry up, you've been thinking about this case for a week now, and why can't you decide? So it's the case of marriage. Parents have to keep in mind that they have to give enough time to their daughters to their daughters and to their sons to sort out everything for themselves and come forth and assuredly say yes or no.
But, you know, in terms of being match and kof to one another,
what does that mean?
There will be something like idealistic, obsessive. You know, Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi says, once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa salam was providing his sermon to his companions. Look, despite insistence, emphasize on punctual effort with regard to marriage after you have the final point, final decision from the two sides, okay? Despite this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't go obsessively with regard to being matched to one another. You don't have to do this.
You will never be 100%.
You will be the loser at the end of the day. Imam Sadiq says, في حديث عن رسول الله أنه خطب الناس. He was
addressing the people.
وحثهم على التعجيل في تزويج بناتهم. He was just motivating people to hurry
in getting their daughters
for marriage. وعدم تأخيرهن, and not to delay. إلى أن قال فقام إليه رجل. He was talking about don't waste the time, don't delay, be punctual, be on time. Someone stood up. قال يا رسول الله فمن نزوج. You're right. We have to, you know, be in hurry. We shouldn't waste the time.
Yeah, not be in a hurry, whom? But we shouldn't delay.
Okay, so whom? We are looking for someone who is matched. فقال الأكفاء, someone who is match. Again, فقال يا رسول الله, we know, but من الأكفاء, who is the proper match for our daughters? فقال المؤمنون بعضهم أكفاء بعض. The faithful people are the match for the faithful. The faithful men and gents are the faithful match for the faithful ladies. والمؤمنون بعضهم أكفاء بعض. Two times he repeated, keep in mind that the best core, the best criterion for being matched is being faithful and having good character. This is so, although it would be better to go by other aspects, but the very core for being matched is faith and morality.
Right, and you know, the person who has a proper akhlaq or has good ethics, definitely they will be tolerant of the fault of the other person. So it's very logical to think that their marriage will be more sound and healthy.
But finally, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I don't say that you compromise faith in a way that you neglect, you disregard
other
some
factors."
Other factors. You know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never say yes to delinquent people, to those who are corrupted, to those who are called fasiq. And the most important behavior which considers someone as corrupted and delinquent is drinking alcohol.
That's a really good point that you mentioned, this person drinking alcohol, especially for those of our listeners who are living in Western countries. This may be the case. So can you shed some more light on this issue for us?
You know, I was just going through different narrations and I came across, you know, many narrations from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from infallible imams that they put the finger on this very core criterion, that if someone is alcohol drinker, don't go. Just stop. Because you ruin the whole process of Islamicity within the family.
So look, by alcohol drinker, do you mean like a person who is an alcoholic?
Yes.
Who is addicted, or a person who may like for fun?
Never mind.
A person who drinks alcohol in the first place.
In the first place, or if addicted, for sure.
Worse than that.
For sure.
So anyone who even considers drinking alcohol, even if it's for leisure and for fun, don't go near that person for your daughters.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those who get married their daughter to someone who is fasiq. نزل عليه كل يوم.
Fasiq meaning?
Corrupted and delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
Sinful.
Right.
Okay? نزل عليه كل يوم ألف لعنة. Every and each day they will receive 1,000 curses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A person who gets his daughter married to such a person.
To a sinful or corrupt.
Allah will curse him 1,000 times every day.
وَلَا يَسْعَدُ لَهُ عَمَلٌ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Whatever good deeds that you do, it won't go up to the heavens. وَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ دُعَاؤُهُ.
His prayers will not be accepted.
If you supplicate, if you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't receive the answer. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ صَرْفٌ وَلَا عَدْلٌ. Your repentance, tawbah, and your effort of money, whatever that you put, it will not be accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because of one single deed.
Well, because this person has started a family of fisq, of corruption.
Exactly.
So of course, even 1,000 times the curses of Allah be upon that person, because he has not only ruined himself, his future generation, his son, his daughter.
You started a corrupted family.
Yes.
You built a corrupted family.
Yes.
You helped to the formation of a corrupted, sinful family.
And you know, like, I've seen some people who have made choices in marriage to get married to, like, people with really bad ethics, or they're very tempered people, and their children go up to them in future years when they grow up and they say, like, Mom, Dad, why did you choose this person to marry to? Like, why did you choose such a tempered dad for us? Like, if you hadn't married this man, then we wouldn't have been the results of this family. Or to a man, why did you choose this lady as your wife? Because if you had paid attention when you were getting married, then we innocent children who would come into this world, we wouldn't have to suffer living in a family
exactly.
that there's always fight and
so
corruption
this is
and
their
wrongdoings.
Fault.
Yes.
Exactly.
So he has started or planted an egg which is going to flourish only.
Exactly.
And
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep in mind that from all other corrupted actions, drinking alcohol is the worst.
Worse.
Is the worst. And he said faithful people should behave with alcohol drinkers in a way that they stop them. They stop them immediately.
You mean their proposal, they say no immediately to it?
Yes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you find someone as alcohol drinker, okay, if he's sick, don't go to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to visit her. لَا يُعَادُ إِذَا مَرِضَ وَلَا يُشْهَدُ لَهُ جَنَازَةٌ. If he's dead, don't go for following his body to the cemetery.
Yeah, when they take the corpse to the cemetery.
وَلَا تُزَكُّهُ إِذَا شَهِدَ. When he comes and provides a statement, don't accept it because of alcohol. وَلَا تُزَوِّجُوهُ إِذَا خَطَبَ. If you come to you for your daughter, say no. وَلَا تَأْتَمِنُوهُ عَلَىٰ أَمَانَةٍ. If you don't consider him,
don't leave
as
anything in trust in him.
Don't trust on
to him.
He is not trustful.
Mm-hmm, trustworthy.
If you behave in such a way, then on long run, they will realize that they are isolated.
They're going to be shunned
they will be
from
stopped.
The society.
So, and he said, "من شرب الخمر بعدما حرمه الله على لسانه فليس بأهل أن يزوج إذا خطبه." Those who still drinks after my forbidden from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, if they come to you for your daughter, say no. من زوج ابنته شارب الخمر فكأنما قادها إلى الزنا. Those who get married their daughter to someone who is alcohol drinker, this is like to put your daughter for prostitution, for adultery. This is the same before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, من زوج كريمته من شارب الخمر فقد قطع رحمها. Those who get married their daughter to someone who drinks alcohol, they will cut the young generation that they come. Because alcohol will block the genes and chromosomes in a way that they will not come normally and well and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'd just like to make a review of what we've discussed. We talked about the important things that the parents of the girl should keep in mind when they're getting married, and this is the last, this is the at the verge of saying yes or no. So first of all, make sure you ask the girl and clarify the situation for her. The research is upon the shoulders of the parents, but they have to provide the girl with the information, and she's the one who has to openly and without any shyness say yes or no. Second of all, if the answer is yes, then don't waste time and rush to doing a good deed, such as marriage. Third of all, that you have to consider being kufu or compatible, as the Prophet says, and when one of the Prophet's companions ask him what is the meaning of kuf, he says, according to the Quran, a person who is faithful and a person who has proper taqwa, he is the best person. So taqwa and akhlaq, piety and good ethics,
morality
is are the only criteria. However, we have to keep in mind that other criteria come as secondary, but they are still important. And third of all, one clear thing that we get from the Prophet that we should not wed our daughters to these kind of people are the alcohol drinkers, regardless of those who are alcoholists and they regularly drink, even those who for fun occasionally drink alcohol, you should not go near them because of the various hadith that we saw from the Prophet. We hope that our series of discussions regarding spouse selection have been complete enough, and they've been shedding enough light for those of our brothers and sisters who are in search of answers for these questions. We thank you very much for being with us. Please remember to share your questions with us by writing to us at coi@irib.ir. Thank you once again for being with us. May the peace and blessings of Allah shower upon you all.
So whatever you do, make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry, for the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.